We have the opportunity today to consider who we are as a community, to do this wonderful visioning and mission work that Reverend Tara is here with us today to begin, and to consider not just who we are as a community, but who we are as we come to this place with everything that we bring with us, with all that we hold. And I offer you these words to begin this process. We are all longing to go home to some place we've never been, a place half remembered and half envisioned that we can only catch glimpses of from time to time. Community. Somewhere there are people to whom we can speak with passion without having the words catch in our throat. Somewhere a circle of hands will open to receive us. Eyes will light up as we enter. Voices will celebrate with us whenever we come into our own power. Community means strength. Strength that joins our strength to do the work that needs to be done. Arms to hold us when we falter. A circle of healing. A circle of friends. Some place where we can be free.
We are all longing to go home. For those of you who have been here in this congregation for a while, do you remember what it felt like that first time you wandered in to the UU congregation of Fullerton? I found my own way into a UU fellowship in the mid-1990s. I had a newborn baby in my arms, and I wonder how many of you had a newborn baby and were looking for a religious home when you found the UU congregation of Fullerton. Is anyone on that journey with me out there? Bringing your kids into church? Yes. So we felt like we had this baby and that we had to take the baby to church, right? Because what else were we going to do with a two-week-old baby? And we had no idea what to expect when we walked through those doors. We had heard all sorts of things out in the community of Fayetteville, Arkansas, including that we were walking into a cult. Have any of you heard that? Which is a little funny now that I've been immersed in so long. But a few moms that we knew said, you know what, come, you will be warmly welcomed. And I don't remember a lot of details from that Sunday morning. But I do remember three things. One was an older woman who was clearly a pillar of the congregation, very kindly finding us a place to sit down. I remember that there was a little acoustic band up near the chancel, and they were playing the Beatles song, A Little Help from My Friends. I get high with A Little Help from My Friends, and I was like, what congregation sings this song in worship? A little wacky. And then several people during the course of the service, they actually stood up and talked about their very recent involvement in city politics, either getting elected to city council or being appointed to serve on a city committee. And as I sat there with this little tiny baby in my hands, I thought, these are the people I want to be immersed with. These are the people I want to journey along with my little two-week-old son. And whatever all happened that day, it really touched my heart and it touched my mind and it touched my soul. That home opened up to me and it changed me. I went from being a worship attender who religiously sat in the furthest back row of that sanctuary to a social justice committee member to a director of religious education, to staff for our national UU headquarters, and finally into ordained ministry serving my own congregation. And all of that happened, definitely not the journey I had imagined for myself at 24, but all of that happened because I wandered into that congregation 24 years ago, a young mom, feeling vulnerable, a little bit overwhelmed, a little bit, right? And really in need of a community to help hold us on our way. And I found a circle of healing, and I found a circle of friends. So I shared a little bit of my own story and the hopes that as you were hearing mine, that you were reflecting on a little bit of your own first coming into the UU congregation of Fullerton, whether it was 50 years ago as founding members or whether it was about maybe 25 minutes ago as a first-time visitor here. And home is often a place where we feel like we can relax and we can breathe and hopefully not be too stressed. And so I invite you to take a breath in together and to gently exhale. And as you feel comfortable, to just gently close your eyes and take another collective breath in. And as you exhale, let your shoulders drop. And in this time of stillness where we're being mindful of our breath and mindful of our bodies sharing the space that many of us call home, I invite you to let your mind wander into a time in this congregation when you felt the most alive. When you felt really excited about your involvement. And we'll just continue to be mindful of our breath and let those memories of aliveness enter our minds. And we'll be here for a few moments together, holding that sense of aliveness. May it be so.
Friendship, the opportunity to work with others, to do things together, to improve the larger world. Acceptance and music, a place where I don't have to act, I can just be me. An opportunity to exchange ideas, new friends, new awareness. UCF has brought more meaning into my life by creating an accepting place to explore my questions. I am open. I have quiet time to cultivate my spirituality. Also important to make me feel included and a part of a greater whole, a community where I can contribute and grow as a human being. UCF has provided education, friendship, vision, and encouragement to be creative and caring to myself and family, and especially children. There are friends who are like-hearted here. Your phrase is already catching on. I am enriched by compelling and meaningful sermons and readings. I experience the joy and beauty of music and a regular sanctuary for spirituality to grow in my life. Here I find hope for the future, faith in humanity. It brought music back into my life and made me think about healing our broken relationships with my conservative family. It's a cornerstone of community and family, of like-hearted people and friends. More cards than I can read this morning. There is so much here. so much that people have experienced over the years. So many reasons that we continue to be part of a loving community. Our job as Unitarian Universalists is to listen for the call and to answer it. And when we answer it, there is so much that we bring to each other and to the world. Let us always heed and answer that call.
So you thought about the times that you felt most alive here in your religious and spiritual home. You thought about the most important things this congregation has contributed into your own lives. And now, Reverend Jason and I ask you another question, and it is, what are the essential, central characteristics that make the UU Congregation of Fullerton unique? What makes this place the UU Congregation of Fullerton? So I invite you to recall what those characteristics are. And as you kind of feel ready to maybe share a word or a phrase, Reverend Jason will travel around the room with a microphone and invite people to share a little bit of those.
What is it about this community that is unique? What makes UUCF what it is?
Accepting to all.
It's fun to share outside the church as well.
One word for me, energy.
An oasis of open minds in Orange County.
A place where progressive liberal values can be translated into truly effective social action.
Our wonderful music.
Our pastor's good looking.
The services are not the same each week. They vary depending on the subject.
Now that you've all embarrassed me.
So when I tell people about my experience today, thank you. I know the one quote that I will take back to all of our colleagues. Thank you for that. So we've heard quite a few things in the past few minutes about what makes this congregation feel like home, why you hold it close to your heart, our values driving our social justice, our acceptance of one another's spiritual paths. So some of you have been here, I'm imagining, around 50 years and were founders of this place. And then, like we've heard, some of you have wandered in today for the first time and wondered, where have you been my whole life, UUCF? Where? This place is special. And if you walked into this congregation today for the first time and you're feeling like, I fell in love with this place, I'm so glad that you have that feeling. And the thing is that whether you came into this congregation 50 years ago or whether you came in about an hour ago, if you fell in love with this people and if you fell in love with this place, you probably fell in love with the congregation just as you found it on that day. And the other thing is that if you're responding faithfully to the needs of these, your people, and if you're responding faithfully to the needs of your surrounding community of Fullerton and Orange County, the place and the people you fell in love with will most surely look and feel differently 1 year from now than it does today. And sometimes that change feels exciting, and other times that change feels downright scary. And you might think, where did my place go? Where's my home? The world is so full of uncertainties, is it not? We are reminded of that each and every morning if we dare look at that Facebook feed or open up Google News or turn on National Public Radio. I'm not alone, am I, in thinking that the world has gone askew? What decade are we in? And for many of us, and definitely for me, we want people and places in our lives, especially now, that feel like a constant, that feel like a rock, that feel like that is something we can count on. And religious communities, which are full of so much tradition, familiar hymns, the people, I don't know if this is true here, but maybe some of you always try to sit in the exact same seat every Sunday. I know I love my exact same seat. These religious communities are also a place in our lives that we have a real heart and spirit need to keep exactly the way it was when we found it. Because it's that place that we first called home that feels really right and safe to us. And so in this world that is full of uncertainties, I say one thing with absolute confidence, that the congregation, as you know and love it today, it just won't be this exact congregation a year from now. The congregation today isn't the exact same congregation it was 365 days ago. And that's okay. Because another truth is that as holders of this faith, we shore up a solid foundation of shared values and care for one another so that even when some of the programs, even when some of our communication styles, even when leadership or people or seats that are taken change, when it shifts from what we're used to, that you all are really the one shepherding this congregation into the future. And what doesn't change is that foundation of our shared values, our commitment of how we will be with one another, our drive to be around like-hearted people. You are the builders of this congregation. You're building it not for the people who are sitting here today, but you're building it for the generations who come after you, so that that young 22-year-old mom, vulnerable, not knowing quite what to do with a two-week-old baby, when she needs a place of safety and security and a people that she can look up to and call her own, that she's able to find you. So I invite you to take a moment and imagine that all of a sudden you have been granted the job of fairy godmother or godperson of the UU Congregation of Fullerton, and with that role comes a magic wand, any color you like. And imagine that if you were able to wave that magic wand in the air and to grant this congregation three wishes, what would your three wishes for the UU Congregation of Fullerton be? Your choice. Be as wild and outlandish as you would want to be right now on this Father's Day Sunday. And you have those cards near you on your seat, and I invite you with your magic wand or a pen or pencil to write those three wishes on the card.
I leave you with my three wishes for you. One, that you as an individual and you as a congregation listen for the call, whatever it may be. Each and every one of us, both individually and collectively, are called to do something in this world, to transform it in some way, to bring our gifts to it, to change it for the better. Listen for that call. My second wish, know who you are. individually or collectively, you can't answer that call if you don't know who you are. Who are you to answer that call? How can you best answer that call? How can you harness the unique energy that is you and spread it out in the world to answer that call? And finally, my third wish, be bold and be brave. Nothing is done from a place of fear. And though times may be challenging, though the road may be rocky, if we pursue our passion, if we answer that call with the fire of commitment ablaze, then we will indeed do something that is desperately needed in this world.